What is EMDR? Welcome, everyone. I'm excited to discuss a psychotherapy technique, a new technique to me that I've been using for a while now that has been showing some fantastic, very cool results. So I wanted to share it with everyone. So EMDR is, it stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So it's a technique to help people process and heal from traumatic memories and distressing life experiences without the need to relay all the details and go back through memories. And it can be used for any degree of trauma. And trauma is basically when we go through an event and for whatever reason, we can't fully resolve it. And so why could that be? Well, it could be that our nervous system was already too full and that overwhelmed it. It could be that we were young and didn't understand it. There's many reasons as to why, but nonetheless, that's what EMDR looks to work with. And so the goal is to change how traumatic memories are stored in the brain. And this helps the person to heal emotionally. So when it's unprocessed, it's stored in the amygdala. And we want it to be processed into long-term functional memory. And why? So that we don't have triggers happening, or that we're reacting in ways to the here and now that seem too big or not accurate for what is going on. And what's going on is we're being triggered. And so to the brain, this looks like, feels like, seems like, smells like an event from the past. And the amygdala is going, whoa, 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 take cover, get safe, fight, flight, or freeze. So we want to gain some distance from that so that we're not triggered in the here and now. And so that's why we do EMDR. And so what it actually looks like is a lot of nervous system care and working on the positive side to get better at increasing the window of tolerance of like what we can handle emotionally. That's kind of part of it. And then the other part is the work of recalling a traumatic memory while simultaneously engaging in bilateral stimulation. And bilateral stimulation is just a fancy word for making the system go back and forth between the left and right brain. So you can do that through side-to-side eye movements or even tapping on either sides of the body. And so we're actually changing by doing this work, by having like one foot in the memory or holding on to the memory with one hand and being here and now present with the other foot or the other hand. And by doing this dual attention, the system goes, oh, I'm actually safe while I'm thinking about this. And it allows for a new system to be activated, which is called the adaptive info processing system, which mimics slow wave sleep patterns, which is similar to REM sleep, which I think is so cool that we can do that just by tapping on both sides of our body at a certain pace. So yeah, so we do that and continue to process with also a positive cognition or a positive thought, like something opposite of what has been created in the mind by the old trauma. And everything relaxes. It takes some time. You know, it's not a, some things are a one session thing and other things take more sessions, but it's a very interesting process because what the mind has to say while doing this process is not necessarily logical. And the mind wants to heal itself, so it will go to wherever it needs to go and bring up whatever it needs to bring up. And the individual that's doing the work, they gauge. They really take the lead on this, because as the counselor, I can't feel what you're feeling in your body, right? And so we get good, this first stage is getting good at knowing what's going on in the body, because we need to do this reprocessing work in a way that does not re-traumatize. So if you just go back through this and you're in fight, flight, freeze mode, it'll be re-triggering, not reprocessing. So, but that's fine. You just work at getting to know the body and knowing what it looks like for you when your nervous system is full. And we practice that, you know, we look at, okay, well, you know, when you're stressed, and this is a question for everyone on here right now, when you're stressed, where do you feel it in your body? You know, some of the things that I've seen is headaches, tight tension in the neck and the shoulders. It could be heaviness in the chest or tightness in the chest, shallow breathing, right below the sternum, the stomach. That's kind of the areas that I've seen so far. And so then we just work at gauging that while we're doing the processing work. So it's pretty amazing. It's quite the thing. Through this therapy technique, we go through 8 phases. The first is identifying the targets and practicing the attention strategies that I was talking about, to know when the nervous system is calm and when it's, we use a scaling question or questions like, you know, what number are you at? Are you at a 1, 5, 10? And we look at practicing those strategies. And then the second is preparation. Again, that's preparing to do the work. And we go through some positive resourcing, like how to calm the nervous system, breath work, observation and surroundings, different things like that. And then the third is assessing the target and gaining a starting point. So it's like, okay, we're ready. We've identified the targets. This is what we're going to start with. And again, this is all gauged by the client, because we need the individual doing the work to be comfortable. So you don't have to dive into the deep end. Or if you want to dive into the deep end, well, if the nervous system supports it, that is possible too. Then the fourth is the bilateral stimulation that we talked about. So this is where we're actually in it, doing the work. And there's a number of different ways to do that, and that can be discussed. And then the fifth is installing the positive cognition, because one of the things we find is when we're identifying targets, typically we have negative thoughts that go along with it. And so then we want to flip it. So we do some flipping work. Okay, this is the negative, like, I'm bad. And then, okay, well, what's the positive of that? And then we flip it and we find something that's positive to hold on to, that we want to, like, you know, take out this old part and put in the new part, so to speak. So we install the positive cognition. And that's happens when you're doing the desensitization, so that the previous step. And then we scan the body when things are feeling like, hey, that overwhelming feeling in my chest is gone now, for example. And then we just close it off. And so it's been really neat to see a few things. Number one, that people don't have to go back through it all. Because of the way the brain is, it's in neural networks. And so just by touching on one part of the neural network, it changes it all. We're fascinating creatures. And number two, like how illogical some things can be in doing this work. Like, you can do talk therapy, talk. But as soon as you start doing this bilateral stimulation, you might go to this this other event when you were five and you didn't get a cookie, like it, and how upset you were. So it's quite the thing to see what's all networked together. And even if you don't want to discuss the trauma, you don't have to. That's the really interesting thing, is because the mind is doing the healing work. So you can do it in a way that if you're not comfortable even saying what comes up, you don't have to. You just have to know that, you know, is that still holdable for you? Can you keep doing the work? Yeah, so that's a little bit about EMDR in a nutshell. I am pretty fascinated by all this, just being that I have done a lot of work with highly sensitive people and realizing that being highly sensitive oftentimes can result in a lot of unprocessed events in life that are big or small. And so this technique has been fantastic. And even doing it myself, it has been profound in just healing things that you didn't even know needed to be healed. Like even little things, it's quite the thing how we operate, how we work. So if you're interested in EMDR, feel free to do some more research. I will probably have a write-up by the time this is out on a podcast. I will have a write-up somewhere on the website, or even on my page, and maybe a couple videos on social media. But get in touch, book a session, and we'll get to processing, getting things out of that short-term triggering memory stuck in the amygdala place to a long-term functional untriggering memory. All right, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.